about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. We have had a great show thus far. Of course, breaking news, it looks like Santorum has won in Missouri and Minnesota. We are right now waiting on Colorado's results. From what I've seen with 11% of the vote reporting, Santorum and Romney are neck and neck, Romney ahead by 2 votes. So just, I mean, an amazing, amazing change of where things are going with this election. Now, some people are saying what's going on in Missouri right now isn't a true caucus. Apparently, it's a what they call a non-binding primary, where whoever wins in Missouri tonight, which has been Santorum, doesn't actually get the delegates. It helps, of course, with momentum, but the caucus is actually March 17th. And then on April 27th, they decide to divvy up the delegates and so on. But, you know, some people are saying it doesn't matter. Romney's going to, you know, continue to win in Arizona and other states. But just, you know, I'm just amazed by the whole voter psychology and how things are going. I mean, what's amazing about Santorum is every time you think he's done, he just comes and surprises us. You know, he wins Iowa. Then he wins Minnesota. He wins Missouri. Now he's neck and neck with Colorado. And Gingrich falling by the wayside. All right? I don't know what changed voters' ideas about him. People loved him. He was way ahead in South Carolina. And maybe something turned them off. Maybe it was the past ethics issue. Maybe bringing up the past. Maybe the lack of support from Reagan's memoir. We don't know. We don't know. But, you know, here we are thinking Romney is going ahead and, you know, just sailing through this. And then boom. And what's kind of interesting is Santorum had a huge win. Huge win. And it makes, you know, I think a lot of voters a little nervous because you want people to love the candidate. And if there's this much of a dichotomy, I mean, this much of a passion towards Gingrich in South Carolina or Santorum in these Midwestern states, you get nervous if people are going to pull together for the next election. So, again, I think voter psychology is fascinating. I know I'm a family doctor. I'm not a psychologist, but I love, you know, commenting on that. But I got to admit, I mean, Santorum, you know, for having the least amount of funding, he has put on an amazing campaign. Still can't believe he's 53 years old. He looks so young. I guess Mitt Romney's turning 65 this year. Looks amazing. He's only a few years younger than Newt Gingrich. You know, so interesting stuff. If we get any more news with Colorado, of course, I will fill you in. Okay, so a lot of stuff we talked about in the previous hour, which I'm probably not going to repeat. I'd like you to go to my archives at gcnlive.com. If not, you go to my website and that'll link you into our archives. We talked about sodium content in food. We talked about different foods and their sodium content, how we're overeating sodium. We also talked about DVTs and blood clots, how to prevent them on long flights. We also talked about medications and side effects, very weird side effects of medications, not like the typical ones like photosensitivity and diarrhea. We talked about weird ones like losing your sense of smell, amnesia, etc. So I don't want you to miss any of that. So please go to gcnlive.com or go to my website at drdahlia.com to get the archives. And if you, you know, are at a job or driving, you know, to work, you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show 24/7. Go to my website and hit gcnlive.com. You can hear it 24/7. Well, right now, we are live 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. to 12 midnight Eastern. Please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, your emails at drdahlia.com and follow me on Twitter. Okay, so in news today, apparently there's a vending machine at the University of Pennsylvania that women could get the morning after pill. Just a vending machine sitting there. You put $25. Okay? And you could get your emergency contraception. It's the Plan B one step. All right? Now, of course, you could get condoms. You could get decongestants. You could get pregnancy tests. So they're going to make money on this. But you have a lot of people kind of concerned that, you know, people can just go and get this medication. Well, right now, federal law does make Plan B available without a prescription to anyone 17 or older. So it's already available. It's just, you know, when you kind of have the vending machine, you have a lot of people concerned, you know, is it giving people the wrong idea? Do they think they could just have sex and then they could run the next day to the vending machine and pop the pill? You know, also, as a physician, I would be a little bit nervous because if you do have a blood clotting disorder, if you do have a tendency toward clots and you really aren't the best candidate for an estrogen-based contraceptive, taking Plan B has estrogen. And so, you know, I like the idea of a doctor being involved. You know, if you have high blood pressure, you're not really supposed to be taking this medication. If you're a smoker, you're not supposed to. But the FDA has it over the counter. People are able to take it as long as they take it within the first 72 hours of having sex. It can prevent pregnancy. And, you know, I mean, people are happy. I guess there's other over-the-counter remedies like, I guess people can actually get ibuprofen, antacids, aspirin, etc. And I mean, does the average 17-year-old have enough intelligence to medicate themselves? I would hope so. But like I said, usually if somebody comes in asking for birth control, the first thing I do is a check for pregnancy. I do a pregnancy test. Second, well, probably the first thing I do is I check their vitals. You know, then I do a pregnancy. But with the vitals, you want to make sure they don't have high blood pressure. You're not supposed to be giving birth control to people with high blood pressure. You know, and then you try to get a history. If there was a blood clot in the family, if somebody did have a DVT, all right, deep vein thrombosis, if there is stroke in the family, you may say, let's hold off with the estrogen-based. Let's maybe do some testing. So as much as I want people to avoid unintended pregnancy, I'm not the biggest fan of this because, again, it is a medication and a heavy one at that. I think it should be doctor supervised. All right. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. So in news today, remember that school in L.A. where two people were are now allegedly charged with assaulting the young second grade and third grade students, one who had bound these children up with duct tape, fed them cockroaches and semen and all sorts of other stuff, and then another teacher who was fondling one of them. Well, what I found out today, well, I guess what we found out today, is the school decided to just fire everybody. Just fire everybody. They said, we're done. So they replaced 88 staff people at the school. They're going to bring over a new workforce, 88 teachers, 40 support staff. This is at Miramonte Elementary School. They're going to put a social worker in each classroom just to kind of help, you know, these students cope with what happened. Both people, Mark Burnt, 61 years old, who was the one that was blindfolding, and Martin Springer, 49 years old, have been arrested. Of course, parents are absolutely livid. I mean, they are, they were marching outside today. I mean, I would be completely freaked out. I mean, how could this happen at a public school? I mean, in L.A., fairly good school district, where this could be going on without anybody watching. I mean, I remember when I was in school, the principal was always walking around, you know, and I remember because we would be goofing off. You know, we would be goofing off in class, and then because the teacher would be, you know, on the blackboard or the chalkboard, this is when we had chalkboards, and I would see the principal poke their head in. In fact, even in medical school, I was sitting there making jokes in the back of medical school medical school class, and I remember the dean came in and sat behind us. Okay, people are always watching. Usually staff is always watching. It blows my mind that these teachers could be, I mean, you know, could be assaulting kids for that many days, possibly years, without anybody noticing. Now, I'm not sure what the backlash is going to be from the school district just firing everybody, saying, I'm going to just clean house and start from everybody. You know, I mean, at first when I heard that, I was like, you know what? I don't blame them. I mean, this is crazy. All of a sudden, two in the same school, you're not sure what the heck is going on. Just replace everybody, figure it out, because you got to get these kids back at school. You need to move on. And, you know, how do you start to, you know, determine if there's a third, if there's a fourth? So I get that. The only thing is I'm not really sure if these teachers are unionized, what the backlash is going to be, you know, if there's innocent teachers that got fired and lost their job, and they can't get another job, you know, how this is going to pan out. But, you know, sometimes you just have to clean house, regroup, and get started. You know, I've seen that actually in medical offices. I've never done it. But many of my physician friends said why, you know, every now and then they've had to just clean house. Somebody's stealing the Valium out of the stat kit. We don't even carry any controlled substances now in the office because not only could patients try to steal them, but your staff. All right. Somebody mislabeling a chart, somebody misfiling something. And, you know, it's interesting. I love my staff. I think I have wonderful staff. But yes, when something goes wrong, nobody steps up. I didn't do it. I don't know who did it. You know, and it's frustrating. So a lot of doctors and probably managers of offices, they just take that attitude. They're like, well, to heck with this. Let's just clean house and start over. And I think it's very, very frustrating for workers because that means somebody's messing with your job and messing with your livelihood. But when you're in, you know, a position like this LA school where already two people were, I mean, if two people could slip under their noses, who else? I think they made the right decision. Hopefully these other teachers could get absorbed in the system. What they may do is shake things up a little bit. What they may do is transfer students. But, you know, how do you, how do you start that investigation? I mean, I guess you have to pull the students aside. The only thing is if now this is very fresh on people's minds, these kids could be like, yeah, they played that game with me too. You know, I mean, right now this is all in the media. Parents are probably, you know, interrogating their kids. I would. I mean, if I was the parent, I'd be like, all right, you tell me what's going on. Okay, did they touch you here? Did they touch you there? Now, when you interrogate a kid for sexual abuse, many of them won't talk. Okay? And many of them won't talk because the abuser scared them and said, if you say anything to anybody, I'm going to come after your mommy. Or I'm going to come after your baby brother. I'm going to come after your daddy. Or I'm going to come after you. And these kids are so scared they won't even open up to mom and dad. Now, when I was in school, in medical school, we were taught there's a couple ways, you know. One is to have, you know, the kids, you know, give them a doll, you know, and say, did the teacher play with you like, you know, you play with a doll? And, you know, where did he touch you? Just point on the doll where he touched you, you know. And if they point to an area below the waist and above the thigh, you know, that could be useful information. You know, another thing we learned, which was just fascinating, is how kids draw pictures. Kids that are abused, their pictures can be very, very strange. All right. Now, of course, I think you could have a lot of false positives. All right. For example, we in class didn't agree entirely with some of the analyses of these kids' drawings. For example, they say if there's a fruit tree that the child draws, that could be phallic. That could mean they're abused. Well, you know, many of us, especially girls, when we learn how to draw a tree, sometimes we'll draw an apple tree. Sometimes we'll draw a bird. Sometimes we draw the hole, like a beaver hole, you know, like an animal that rests in a tree. Well, they said a beaver hole on a tree could be a sign of abuse. And, you know, I go back, you know, I call my mom and I go, Mom, all those, you know, drawings I drew, I mean, I just wanted to add, I wanted to add detail to my trees. So, you know, sometimes I think they can overread it, but they say that if you look at a child's drawing and if they add fruit to the tree, it could be a sign of abuse. You know, take what you want from that. They also said what's very interesting is a very well-developed child, and you guys could try this with your children and grandchildren, a very well-developed child, if you ask them to draw their family should all pretty much be on the same line. Now, of course, this would be maybe a 7 or 8-year-old, somebody that could draw a family, all right? But even my 3-year-old, mom and dad were at the same latitude, pretty, you know, head to toe, pretty parallel. Yet if someone's being abused, daddy or mom, whoever's the abuser, could be bigger. They may have a bigger head. They may have a bigger body. Now, my son drew a picture of me and daddy when he was 3. Daddy was made out of a box, yet mommy was a stick figure with sharp hair all over the place. Now, I looked at that, okay, and no, you know, both of us were on the same level, so, you know, it looked like mommy and daddy were equal, but what I thought was fascinating is he thought mama was skinny compared to daddy. I was like, oh, that's a good boy, right? But he probably thought my hair was messed up. I mean, he had hair all over the head. No, he didn't have hair on my chest or chin, right? So good, you know, he didn't put too much detail into the picture. But, you know, he had the hair. It was just, you know, straight hair like I was electrocuted. But dad was a big box with the head and legs because, you know, daddy's very muscular. My, you know, husband kind of looks like a linebacker. Yeah, he is. He's so handsome and burly. Yeah. But, you know, so sometimes you don't want to misinterpret. Just because dad is the biggest shouldn't mean so much he's an abuser. I mean, dad usually is the biggest one in the family, and so they'll look bigger. But they say if the dad is off the line, if mom, brother, sister, and the child are all kind of in the same line, in the same area, and then all of a sudden dad is floating up, something like that, or lower, that could be a sign that there's some negative interaction with the two. So, you know, I could go on with child psychology and pictures, et cetera. But, you know, if you guys want to play around with that, you know, see how they interpret you. It's kind of interesting, you know? If there's smiles, if there's growls, if there's, you know, sometimes kids can, you know, depict what they're thinking and communicate more with drawing. You know, and remember, it's also not very intimidating. You know, because people are like, you know what, draw your family. While you're waiting for us to talk to you, you know, just while you're waiting, just, you know, color. But if you don't mind, draw a picture of your family. I'd love to see your family. So the kids don't realize they're being interrogated. And that's how a lot of these officials do that. So interesting stuff. Okay. All right. We're going to be coming up on break. When we come back, I want to talk about NYC. Responders looks like are coming down with cancer. We're also going to talk about, you know, some ideas on how to keep your baby from getting fat, and more news on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Okay, something that's kind of bad and almost hit his bone was a golfer was stabbed with a broken putter during a fight on a golf course, okay? This was, I'm looking for his name. It's, oh, they aren't releasing his name. A gentleman from North Texas. He gets into a fight with somebody on a golfer at resort on Eagle Mountain Lake in Fort Worth. There was an altercation. One of the men decides to break the putter. Then either this gentleman falls on it or he gets stabbed in the groin. It hits his femoral artery and he actually almost bleeds to death. Now, he's okay from what I understand. He's getting, he's treatment, he's stable, etc. Actually still in the hospital, all right? As of today, this happened January 27th, he's still in the hospital. But no one from the family wanted to comment. I mean, I don't play golf. I think it's a cool game, but it's too expensive. You know, I don't have that kind of money. And You know, it's cheaper to just, you know, work out and do Pilates and, you know, run on a treadmill. So I don't, I don't golf often. Everyone's like, oh, you're a doctor, so you must golf. Not really. Not really. It's expensive. No, I don't. But I didn't realize that these golf clubs, I mean, I know in the movies you break them, right? You know, you break them and they make it look so easy. But, to actually get stabbed with one, just pretty frightening stuff. Okay. Now, another thing that's frightening is what's going on with New York City police officers. They say over 300 have been diagnosed with cancer since responding to September 11th, 10 years ago. All right. They say the statistics show nearly a tripling in the number of cops applying for cancer-related disability pensions since 9/11. And they fear that 12,000 police officers, you know, who had been exposed to the rubble and the toxic air could possibly be affected. Now, right now, about 300 cops have been diagnosed with cancer who had worked at Ground Zero. All right. The average age is about 44 years old. Most of the cancers are lung cancer, which makes sense. Makes sense. Lung cancer. All right. Then you also have cancers that affect the bile duct, tongue, nasal passages. So again, it looks like things that could have gone into the respiratory tree or into the GI tract. Right now, I know, you know, there could be a chance that some of these, you know, got the luck of the draw cancer that some of us can get in our 40s. But still, that's kind of a huge amount. They say since September 11th, 2001, 56 police officers have died from cancer. And they said an average of 16 cops apply annually for cancer-related disabilities. So this keeps going up. Remember, we're at the 10-year mark. Now, the New York Police Department would not give its data to the Mount Sinai School of Medicine, which would not give its data, okay? Because apparently Mount Sinai wants to do a study. But right now the police department, I think they're probably trying to protect, you know, the medical privacy of their officers. I don't blame them. But, you know, really, really nerve-wracking. You know, we talked about September 11th and during, you know, the 10-year anniversary, and there was some footage that CNN was playing at the time right before the first tower fell. And so, you know, you see kind of people running around, a lot of confusion. All of a sudden, the first tower fell. And people that had escaped, the second tower fell first. You saw them completely covered in dust. I mean, completely, almost like, even worse than a sandstorm. So when you saw people coming out of the smoke as the CNN crew was trying to back off, you know, back up so they could have more visibility. When you saw that, people completely covered. Now, they were able to leave and try to get the fresh air a few blocks away. Imagine the responders who were there for days. So, you know, looking at that footage, you really were able to appreciate the amount of pollutants and air particulates that these people were exposed to. You know, and many of them, they didn't get masks right away. Again, they weren't expecting this to happen. And they had to jump in. So pretty frightening stuff. Okay. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. We're watching closely this Listeria-tainted eggs recall. Remember a couple days ago I told you that a Minnesota company had to recall cooked eggs being distributed in 34 states because some of them look to be contaminated with Listeria. Now, remember, Listeria scares the hell out of us because of what happened with the cantaloupe issue, right, a few months back where people died, miscarried, got very sick. So recall now involves about 34 states, but they say they've added products to the recall, like egg salad, all right, like Delish brand egg salad on a honey wheat sandwich, Delish brand tuna salad on a multigrain bread sandwich, takeaway cafe egg sandwiches, quick cafe egg salad wedge. Now, of course, there's certain dates that qualify for the recall, so make sure you go to the CDC website. But, you know, this includes these eggs used in Cobb salad, deviled eggs, garden salad, spinach salad, chef salad, of course, egg salad. They even say it includes some kosher macaroni salad and kosher pickled eggs. So they're expanding the recall. We'll keep an eye on things, okay? You know, something a little weird in the news. They were talking about this condition where two sisters in the UK have this condition where their skin sheds every day. And their skin actually grows 6 times faster than usual. These two sisters, 116, 118, were born with a disease called lamellar ichthyosis. It affects 1 in 600,000 people. Now, they can't go outside because sunlight affects their skin. Plus, they really don't have the melanin protection if the skin keeps shedding. So they have to stay away from sun. They have to use moisturizer, etc. They're kind of giving some, you know, getting some heat at school because they can't hang out with kids, do sports. That's caused by a defective gene that was carried by the parents. Now, there's 4 other children in the family that don't suffer it. But, you know, they're looking at this going, wow. So these girls want to develop a camp, which I think is good, to try to attract other kids that have it and, you know, get people working together. You know, what's interesting, you know, every now and then we see these stories where some of these teenagers, you know, despite odds that they have or weird medical conditions, do amazing things. You know, and then you see some of the stuff that, you know, the stupid things teenagers do. You know, I'm wondering, you know, I keep bringing up little curriculum changes I think they should have at school. Why don't they have for high schoolers every year some sort of a community service project? Why not? You know, I mean, it could be maybe a part of social studies or, I mean, probably any sort of subject that they have. I just think if you have kids do some sort of community service, A, it keeps them busy and out of trouble, and B, maybe it'll put some ideas in their head to do things that help people. You know, we were talking about in the first hour of the show ways to increase your self-esteem. And one was doing some sort of community service or helping people out, etc. I think it's a great idea to get these kids as part of their curriculum to do something that helps the community. Why not? And it doesn't have to be, you know, you know, something that could possibly, you know, put them in harm's way if they don't live in an area that, I mean, let's say, for example, like working in the prison, you know, if they're nervous about that, it doesn't have to be something like that, but why can't they do a clothing drive for kids? Or for, we have like SafeNess for women who are abused. Why can't they do a project where they help, you know, feed, you know, the homeless, etc. I think it's a great idea. And I think that should be a part of the curriculum on a regular basis. Why not? I also think kids should learn self-defense. I think part of the PE program should include self-defense. I also think part of these kids' curriculums should teach them how exercise doesn't stop after PE and health and fitness stops, how exercise should continue, whether you're jogging, whether you're lifting weights, whether you're doing Pilates, whether you're doing yoga. You know, we learn badminton and dodgeball in school. That's fun. But why don't we teach kids how to work out and keep exercising throughout life, their 40s, 50s, etc. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this just in, looks like there's another outbreak of cheerleaders being sickened in Washington State. Apparently, there were hundreds of people at a weekend high school cheerleading competition, and they think an intestinal illness hit many of them. They don't know exactly how many people are sickened, but people are reporting vomiting and diarrhea. They said there were at least 19 squads reporting high numbers of illnesses. They say about 1,200 cheerleaders from 45 schools participated in the event about 30 miles northeast of Seattle, right? These symptoms, again, nausea, vomiting, flu-like, could be similar to norovirus, which has hit the cruise ships that we've seen. Remember, three ships, I guess, got hit with this norovirus. They said it could be a rotavirus. By the way, rotavirus was in the news today. I believe they were testing the vaccine. And there had been issues with the rotavirus vaccine in infants with intestinal complications. And today they said it's clear. It's all good. All right. That's the latest and the greatest on that. But anyway, so apparently 3,000 people attended this Washington event. And so, like I said, it could be hundreds affected. So as we get more information on that, we will definitely clue you in. Okay. Now, they say if you give babies finger food during weaning, it may prevent them from growing up fat, as opposed to giving them those spoon-fed purees. They say, let these babies choose. Many of them will want to do finger foods. It's true. My kids hated the Gerber pureed chunky. Oh my gosh. I remember, you know, licking my hand because it would get on your hand and going, really, I'm feeding my kid this. Now, the pears were delicious. Gerber pears, I could eat that. And I think their vanilla pudding was to die for. But, you know, some of their peas and green beans. Oh my gosh. Anyway, psychologist Dr. Ellen Townsend led a study, said babies who take control of meal times have the best chance of avoiding obesity. Maybe it's because they get used to several textures. They say control is a thing, as well as sitting at the table with the family, because it helps babies regulate what they eat in a way that they'll benefit later in life. I mean, I don't see it that early. You know, I mean, if the finger foods on the table are chicken nuggets, chicken fingers and jalapeno poppers, I would say the puree is the healthier food. I mean, my babies always ate healthier than us adults, you know? They say her team looked at 92 children who had been weaned on finger foods, such as fruit cut into chip-like shapes and breadsticks, as opposed to 63 who were spoon-fed, and they noted preferences for about 151 foods broken down into categories like carbohydrates, dairy, exactly. And they said there was no difference in picky eating, but there was less obesity in the children who fed themselves. Now, I see how that can make sense, because if a mom keeps spooning the kid, and this kid doesn't realize they're full yet, all right, keep in mind, many of us have had this effect at a buffet. You go to a buffet and you eat quickly and then you don't realize you're full until it's too late. All right. Kids don't realize they're full even longer than adults. So parents could be spooning and spooning and spooning food into them and they could be gaining more as opposed to them trying to manipulate and negotiate a finger food. So I would say if there was an issue in decreasing obesity with your grandchildren or children this way, it would probably be because of the time it takes to manipulate the food. All right. So the researchers, I think they're publishing this in BMJ Open Journal. They say infants weaned through the baby-led approach learn to regulate food intake in a manner which leads to lower body mass index. All right. Well, cool stuff. Yeah, cool. All right. I am so glad I'm done with that, though. I am so glad. I got to tell you, the whole baby thing. Oh, man. Exhausting. I mean, I love my kids. I don't think I could have any more and go through that. It was rough. And maybe it's because I do so much. I'm so busy. But, you know, my kids, they weren't the best eaters. They really weren't the best sleepers. Really kind of demanding. You know, now they're kind of easy. They're a lot easier. So I would, you know, I mean, well, yes, they want iPhones and iPads, but at least, you know, I can make them some food and they'll eat it. Okay. So here they're saying cancer cases are going to rise by 72%. They said by 2030, especially in Ireland, they say new cases of cancer could skyrocket 72%. Now, Ireland has topped the list of 27 countries in the European Union with cases predicted to rise anywhere from 19,000 back in 2008 to 33,000, right, in just a span of 18 years. Now, the table was compiled by World Cancer Research Fund, and they showed that Cyprus, Greece, ranked a distant second with 55% rise, followed by Luxembourg with 53%. They say the UK comes in 16th on the list. All right. Now, of course, America's not on here, which would help. But, you know, why all the cancer rises? Well, remember, they're living longer. Okay? I mean, we're all living longer. And this living longer, you know, and battling heart disease and maybe stopping smoking, et cetera, were then of the age where cancers could set in. But I was just really, really alarmed by those numbers. I mean, extremely alarmed. And, you know, what's going to be frustrating is we are evolving into a system where we have to save money, right? We need to save money. And cancer treatment is probably the most expensive of the money, of what we spend on healthcare dollars. I mean, heart attacks, that's no walk in the park, stroke either. But if Ireland is expecting a 72% increase with cancer, they better make sure their healthcare system can absorb the treatments and the cancer treatments. I guess in the news today, they were talking about a new canine cancer therapy that could be mimicked in humans. There's this new study using immunotherapy that they've done on companion dogs with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and this may lead the way for similar cancer treatment in humans. They were apparently able to increase the dog's tumor-free survival. Well, treating non-Hodgkin's lymphoma takes a pretty penny. This is expensive stuff. The new therapy, researchers extracted T cells, which is the white cell that we use for immune response, from blood samples from each dog, then recreate and grow more T cells outside of the dog's body as they underwent chemotherapy. So then they were able to synthetically generate T cells that weren't harmed by chemo and didn't have the cancer, and then hopefully reintroduce those cells. Because remember, you need more good cells than bad cells. So adding back T cells, brilliant. I mean, brilliant medicine, but expensive. Okay? So, you know, as we as Americans start to watch Obamacare unfold, the Affordable Health Care Act unfold, and fight it in Congress, and I think I've talked about this appropriately so. I think there's so many mistakes that were made with this bill, we do need to start from scratch. But we have to realize the problem is not going away. Even if we repeal Obamacare, the problem is not going away. We are going to have to prepare for millions of Americans who outlive the heart attack and outlive their 40s and 50s, going into their 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, etc., that we're going to have to treat cancer. And treating cancer is going to be extremely expensive. Immunotherapy. You know, we talked about different ways they're battling cancer. They're burning tumor cells. They're using radioactive isotopes. They're using magnets. I mean, what they're doing is phenomenally cool. It blows my mind what they could do. But they aren't cheap treatments. We were even talking about some of the latest and the greatest type of chemotherapy agents. Some of them are metal, some of them are booby traps, some of them are, you know, there's a variety of ways that these chemotherapeutic agents work. One that seems to show some promise, addressing melanoma, aggressive melanoma. Again, realize y'all cost. Okay, so great show. I am so glad you guys all tuned in. Please tune in tomorrow. Got more Dr. Dahlia coming up. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter.
Hi, it's MZ with an important message for you. Longevity vitamin supplements work. Listen to Alex Jones.
6 months ago, Michael Zwirling, who's the owner of a few stations we're on out in California, big stations, said, look, Ted, believe me, this stuff's real. Try these vitamins. They're in the liquid form. They're the type you actually absorb. There's over 90 of them. Try it. Ted had a knee so bad he's about to have surgery. He took this cartilage supplement they've got gone. Now, when you drink the Tangy Tangerine, this isn't like your normal vitamin thing where it just tastes like little sweet sugar. But, I mean, it's powerful. You can taste the vitamins. You can taste all the flavors. You can taste the, you know, things you've never tasted before. And I studied history. I've looked at it. I think these are the best supplements out there, bar none. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Remember that web address. To buy Beyond Tangy Tangerine at wholesale prices or to join our Alex Jones business team, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.